of the second quarter, climaxed an 80-yard drive, went in from 6.5 yards out, converted it to 7-0. A pass interception in the second quarter by Ray Nitschke at the Giant 34, found Bart Starr several plays later, hitting Boyd Dowler with a 13-yard scoring pass. Horning's extra point made it 14-0. Hank Greminger came up with a pass interception at the Giant 36 in the second quarter. From 14 yards out, Bart Starr, a few plays later, hit Ron Kramer, who was certainly most impressive today. He hit him with a touchdown pass. Horning's extra point made it 21-0. And then Horning added a field goal on the final play of the first half to make it 24-0, as the only Giant threat found a Giant pass falling incomplete on fourth down from the Green Bay 6-yard line. As it turned out, that was to be as close as the Giants were to get today. In the third period, with 5 minutes and 5 seconds left, Forrest Gregg, after recovered a fumble by the Giants, and with about 5 minutes left, Paul Horning added another field goal. This from 22 yards, it was 27-0. Bart Starr found Ron Kramer with another scoring pass. This one of 14 yards with a couple of minutes left in the third period. That made it 33-0, and Horning's extra point made it 34. The only scoring in the fourth quarter, Paul Horning's 19-yard field goal to finish the scoring by a score of 37-0. Jim, that's about the way I would wrap up things this afternoon. There is one thing that I would like to say, though. I touched on it briefly a moment ago, and I mean this. As we pay tribute to Allie Sherman and the New York Giants, so many times the last sight of a particular athletic team is the one that you remember, and it's so easily to forget that the Giants had a truly great season with a team that was not rated of championship timber to come on and win the tough Eastern Division. And although the Packers won today by the shutout margin of 37-0, we would be remiss if we didn't pass along credit for their tremendous regular season to Allie Sherman and his New York Giants. We wish to thank our spotters today, Bill Kelly, who spotted the New York Giants, Bob Huell, who spotted the Green Bay Packers. Our engineer today was Dan Hozak. Our producer was Johnny Earp. And we're speaking for both Jim Leaning and yours truly, Ray Scott.
Once again, the final score was Green Bay 37 and the New York Giants nothing. The first half of this game was brought to you by the Savings and Loan Foundation, which invites you to start the new year right by opening a savings account at your nearby insured savings and loan association. Remember, it pays to pay yourself first. You can do this by saving a little out of each paycheck at your nearby insured savings and loan association, where your savings earn excellent returns to help them grow. Join the 29 million smart Americans who now have savings accounts at insured savings and loan associations. The third quarter was brought to you by Marlboro, the filter cigarette with the unfiltered taste. Plenty rich, plenty mild. So why don't you settle back and enjoy a Marlboro? With this one, you get a lot to like. Filter, flavor, pack, or box. Marlboro. And the fourth quarter was brought to you by Ford, the only manufacturer to offer 6,000-mile or twice-a-year maintenance. The Ford Galaxy, for example, goes 30,000 miles between major lubrications, 6,000 miles between oil changes and minor lubrications. So see your Ford dealer, get the facts on twice-a-year maintenance. This has been an NBC Radio Sports Network presentation.
This is the NBC Radio Network.